Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Welcome to Daily Fire, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by churchgirldresses.com. Make sure you visit our sponsor. It's the place where good girls shop with everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear, and now even men's wear with some awesome men's suits. Visit churchgirldresses.com. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is, what type of fruit do you bear? What type of fruit do you bear? Yes, you, I'm talking to you. And we are coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 16 through 20. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. when I'm live, you can call in at 323-870-4180 or tune in online, and I welcome everyone who's tuned in right now. But if you can't tune in live at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldefire.com. That's F-E-E-L-D. FIRE.com, feeldefire.com. But your best bet is to follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. That way you can listen to it at any time throughout the day, as many times as you want, and bless someone else's soul by sharing the text. To follow, text the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, send the message DS to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, so you'll know that you are subscribed. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feeldefire.com. Let's get into this word. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 16 through 20, reading from the KJV. You shall know them by their fruits. The men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Are you listening, brothers and sisters? Every tree, this is Jesus talking, that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. What type of fruit do you bear? Brothers and sisters, everywhere you go and in everything you do, you are evidencing the type of fruit that emanates from the tree of your life. Whether your conduct be such as it evidences you being an ambassador of Christ, or whether your conduct be so that it evidences that you are not living a saved life, even if you're proclaiming to be, people are looking at your fruit. Just as when you and I walk past an apple tree, or just as when we walk past any type of tree or vine, we look at the fruit on there. And based on what we see, we evaluate the health of that tree. If all I see are rotten apples, then this is a rotten tree. And just like me, you are not going to go pick apples off of a rotten tree. This is what the word is speaking to us today, for us to understand the significance of our conduct, because it speaks to others in regard to what type of fruit we bear. Now in Matthew 7:16-20, that I just read unto you, we are being taught that if you are a good tree, in other words, if you are a tree that's rooted in Christ, the fruit that you bear should only be good fruit. Because it said a good tree cannot bear rotten fruit. And then a rotten tree cannot bear good fruit. Now, I know some of you may be saying, well, wait, Evangelist Rossi, because, you know, I know some good trees, and every now and then it'll have a little rotten apple on it, but it doesn't mean that the entire tree is rotten or that we throw the baby out with the bathwater. And you're right, because you have to take this within the context of what Jesus is saying. He's not saying that with you being a Christian, there may not be a time where there's a blemish or spot on the fruit, because we are constantly striving for perfection, and because in this flesh dwelleth no good thing, so that we do war against the spirit every day. But he's saying we shouldn't look at your leaves and they're all dead and drying. We shouldn't see your fruit, how you act, how you conduct yourself, what you say, where you go, and everything that's rotten. There ought to be in our lives some good fruit. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 45, the Bible teaches us that out of the good treasure of our hearts, this is where we bring forth good conduct, good thought, good conversation. But an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth evil things, because out of the abundance of the heart, this is how our mouth speaks. You see, if you are corrupt at heart, then what you say will be corrupt. It doesn't matter how long you try to dress it up. Sooner or later, the real you or the real me will come out. So we have to be critically aware of what kind of fruit we're bearing. Because you understand, it is God's desire for us to bear good fruit, not only so that we expand the kingdom of God, but so that even in your own life, you reap the harvest of good seed, which begets good fruit, which begets, good leaves, which begets photosynthesis and oxygen and all of these great things. You know, that's the importance of trees, right? We need trees. We need leaves. We need sunlight. We need these things naturally, because they help to produce the oxygen in the air, which helps to produce life. And as Christians, if we are healthy trees, think of the good life that we're producing. producing not only for ourselves, but for our children, our families, on our jobs. When people see us, they ought to be smiling because a good tree has come into their midst. A positive tree, a fruit-bearing, life-sustaining tree has come into the midst. Oh, come on and just say, I am a good tree. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Speak it again out loud wherever you are. Say, I am a good tree. In the book of James, chapter 3, verses 8 through 18, the Bible reminds us that the tongue is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison that no man can tame. It says that with this same tongue, we curse men and women, but then turn around and bless God. The Bible tells us this ought not to be so, because bitter and sweet water can't flow from the same fountain. You have to choose, brothers and sisters, to be a good fruit-bearing tree. Now, some of you are saying, you know what, Evangelist Rossi, I try, but you don't understand the trials and tribulations that I'm going through right now. You don't understand how many times I've done good for others and no good deed has gone unpunished because they've turned around and they've stabbed me in the back. You don't understand how much of myself I've given out only to have all of the life drained out of me. And to be quite frank, Evangelist Rossi, I'm tired of trying to be the good tree. I'm tired of trying to always do right only to receive wrong. And that's okay. I love it that you can be authentic with me, because you know here on Daily Fire, I take you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in Christ by dealing with the real issues of what we face every day as Christians. Well, I have an answer for you. In Matthew 10:14, the Bible teaches us that if anyone will not receive you, you shake the dust off your feet. In Titus 3, verses 8 through 11, to avoid foolish questions and contentions and strife, I taught you on that yesterday, because they're unprofitable and vain. So if a person won't receive you, it says to reject that person. But even in rejecting the person, you still pray for the spirit. You still intercede for the soul. Why? Because you are a good fruit-bearing tree, and life is in you. It's in your purpose, hallelujah, to sustain life. It's in your purpose to breathe oxygen into the room. It's in your purpose to breathe oxygen into the situation. It's in your purpose to look at the ground and soil around you and to allow your roots to spread far and wide. You are a God-bearing, good fruit-bearing, life-sustaining, oxygen-producing tree. It's in you because you love God. Hallelujah. We got to get ready to go into prayer, but you just got to remember who you are in Christ. Let's get ready to go into prayer right now. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we glorify you today. We just say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus, for today's Daily Fire, for this awesome word, this provocative word that's challenging us to get into our rightful place, to plant our roots in the soil so that we are good fruit producing. We are life sustaining, oxygen producing fruit and trees. We change the atmosphere around us. We change the situations. Even in our own lives, we speak life into our own situation, our own relationships, our own finances, our own health, our own spirit, our own needs, our own children, our spouses and marriages. We speak life into our neighborhoods and on our jobs. Why, God? Because you said in Proverbs 18:21 that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death.
What we say matters. What we do matters. Father, we're not trying to be fake. We're not trying to be Mr. and Miss Goody Two Shoes and not tell the truth. But help us when we tell it to do it in such a way that the outcome is to produce oxygen in the room. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them when they rise. Bless them when they sleep. Bless them when they leave home. Bless them on the roads. Bless them, Father, even right now. You know every need, touch and bless right now. Heal and have your way. Perform miracles and do a new thing. In the name of Jesus, we pray and accept it. Everyone say amen. Just wherever you are, just begin to thank God right now. Just say, I am a good fruit producing tree. Say it again. I am a good fruit producing tree. Say, I bring oxygen into the room. We're going to end with our altar call, and then I will give you your task for today. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Glory. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure you're spending time with God every day. Your time here on Daily Fire, it's part of that devotional and quality time with Christ. Call in at 7 a.m. or, again, just text the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222 to follow the show. That's text the letters DF to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. All right, our topic for today is, what type of fruit do you bear? Your task for today is, in everywhere you go, every person, every situation, no matter how much evil they come in with, I want you to bring oxygen into the room. Even if it's someone you know you hate to be around, pray before you have to see them. Just say, Lord, I am a good fruit producing and bearing tree. Help me to bring oxygen into the room. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm ministering at Faith, Truth, and Deliverance, Church of God in Christ. That's coming up. Also, the Church of God in Christ Women Convention in Baltimore as part of their law day. As you know, I'm an attorney as well. All of that information is on my website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. I'll see you in the morning. The power of life and death rests in you. Bring oxygen in the room.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.